All right, as long as we have a nursery today.
We do, and Miss Laurie is our brave soldier for today.
All right, those who don't want to hear the preacher preach can go to the nursery. I understand. Now, this is for five and younger, go. Go to the nursery. We love you guys. Thank you. Folks, in light of a lot that the Evans family have gone through over the last several weeks, and probably the last 10 days, I've tried to take this journey with them as much as I can with what abilities that I have. I have seen with my own two eyes God's grace on this family. Now, they're like every other family. They're not perfect. They got issues. They got emotions. They're real people just like you, okay? But they've had to endure to sit and watch one of their own. And let me say this, and I will say this a lot more Tuesday morning when we have Randy's funeral. But I've never seen a man have so much wrong with him that fought for so long. This was because Randy was the type of person, he had to prove these people wrong for a few days. Because it was a week or so ago, they said he had a few hours. Randy said, well, I'll prove that wrong. Every time they would say he's got a few hours, Randy would say, no, that's it. But let me say this to you. And I say this to this family as well as to our church. And I will say this again on Tuesday. Randy set an example of people who need to fight for life. They called him Superman. You may say someone have something to do with Superman, all that. Because from early childhood on, he's had to deal with a lot of physical issues. He was not totally healthy throughout most of his life. But yet he did not let that define him. Okay? And we have to understand something, folks. Now, when I say that about Randy, I also make another point. And this is all about God's grace. Okay? We cannot let what is wrong with us define us. What should define us is Jesus Christ. That's what should define us. Monica and I went to our 40th high school reunion. Can you believe that? Monica's at home? Huh? 40 years we've been out of high school. Now, I've had open heart surgery. I do dialysis. I got a lot of issues wrong with me. That's the only man that had hair. You thought I was the healthiest one in that entire place. Since he's not in here, I want to say this. I'm gonna say, I also have the best looking wife here, too. I don't know where these people come from. They wouldn't be people I went to high school with. Monica, I want you to know that I gave you a very sweet compliment. I was telling about our 40th reunion, high school reunion last night. And I said, I was the only man that had hair. And I had the best looking wife there. Who said you won't? Yeah, I know. All right. I picked the scripture today for a reason, because I think we all need to understand this, folks. Whenever there is pain, whenever there is a mountain we've got to get over, whenever there are issues in our life that we have to deal with, we are to call upon God. And when we do, what happens? Let's look at it. I'm ready, Larry. Are you ready to receive biblical advice? Amen?
Amen.
All right, here we go. Look at Psalms chapter 46, 1 through 5. Number one, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, you see this? we will not fear. A very present. If the moment I say the name of Jesus, his presence, his spirit is upon me. That's what kind of friend I've got. What about you? Give the Lord a hand of applause. Everybody here with me, please. Father, bless these moments. As we look at your scripture, may it come alive on the page as it speaks to every one of us. We need your grace this hour, Father, and it's amazing. It's amazing what your grace has done in every life here. Father, again, touch our lives. Touch our ears. May we listen. May we respond to God's invitation today. May we look at this subject. Does God really care? In Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Now, it says, God is our refuge and strength. When I cannot take one more step, physically, emotionally, spiritually, somehow or another, God picks me up and carries me. You know that marvelous poem out years and years ago about Footprints in the Sands? And the writer says, you know, every time I look around, it seems like it's only my footprint that's in the sand. I'm in trouble. I'm there by myself. Everything goes wrong. I'm there by myself. But then one day, I understood something. That was not my footprints in the sand. That was God's. Carrying me. You get that? We don't do it on our own, folks. We don't have it within us to deal with everything this world can throw at us. At the times that I need him, at the time that I need refuge and I need strength, he is a very present help in trouble. When I call upon him, it's not, oh, I'll be there in a few minutes. You don't get a busy signal. When you call upon Jesus, he will answer you every time. And I promise you, when he comes upon you, look what it says here. Therefore, will we not fear, though the earth do change. Now look at this. And though the mountains be shaken into the heart of the seas, though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains tremble with the swelling thereof. When your problems seem so big, now, when I say troubles, problems. This may be problems that you have nothing to do with, or it could be problems you have everything to do with. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. Sometimes when I'm in trouble, it is my fault. Is that right, Mom?
Yes.
Understand that? Sometimes I'm one that creates the mess. But even if I created the mess, or I had nothing to do with the mess, Jesus has a way of forgiving me when I call upon him. And the best way to get through all of this mountains and waters of life, storms of life, if you will, is to first of all say, Lord, forgive me for I have sinned. You'll be surprised, folks, how calm the rivers and the oceans and the tides of life calm down around you when you simply go to God and say, Lord, will you forgive me? And I promise you, he will. He is a forgiving God, a loving God, an amazing grace God, if we'll do that. Now, when trouble comes, and it's going to come, I don't care. I don't care whether you're single, whether you're married. You got kids, you got grandkids, you got a job. I don't care what you got, whether you got money or whether you're flat broke, you're going to deal with trouble. I don't care what it is. And when you think you got a perfect life, that's when it's coming. Understand it. Understand it. It's coming. Now, just because, and I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news, I'm just saying that's life. I'm not going to lie to you. That's life. But at the time that I've had to deal with life, When I invite Jesus in there, he picks me up and he carries me. Now let me tell you something. Jesus controls the waters. You know that, don't you? Our men today talk about it. There's a mountain in front of us. All God's got to say is moving mountain be removed. See, I can't remove nothing, but God can remove everything. I don't care whether it's illness. I don't care whether it's anxiety. I don't care whether it's pain. I don't care what level it comes in. Go to God. Go to God. Go to God. 2/3 of God is gold. You understand that? Go to God. Pray to God. Pray through His Son, Jesus Christ. And understand this. When you do, He's going to answer. Now, I say this all the time. I want to make sure you understand something. When we get the answer, sometimes it's not what we think the answer should be. And that's where our faith has to come in. Because God's answered me before. And I said, well, God, that wasn't the answer I was looking for. You know, when I had my open heart surgery, I said, Lord, they'll take this away from me. He didn't do it. They split my chest wide open. Now, what I should have done is said, Lord, just get me through the surgery. Lord, be with the doctors. But no, I said, Lord, I don't want to go through this. Take it away from me. You see, God had a way of knowing. And I tell you this because I really want you to see something. God is into timing. My heart was getting weaker because of lack of blood getting to it because of blockages. He knew several years later my kidneys were going to shut down. And that's fine and that's good. But when your kidneys shut down, you better have a healthy heart to get through it. He had to fix my heart first before we could deal with the kidneys. You understand that? Do you see that? We get the people in the medical field. They'll tell you. So in order for me to be able to go through something else later on, he took the time out to fix my heart first. Now let me tell you something. The reason my heart was in the shape it was in is because I was wanting to put it there. I allowed stress to get to me, and I liked red meat. I like cholesterol. I eat it day and night. If it's got cholesterol in it, it tastes good. Just the way it is. And I mean, that's all I did. Got myself all overweight and all that kind of stuff. And now here I'm laying on my Bible and I'm saying, God, I think you ought to fix this. Well, he said, well, son, about 20 years ago, if you'd acted like some sense, you might not be laying on your back right now with all this water. But just because you're stupid don't mean I'm not going to save you. You understand that? I don't know. This is a conversation. Just because you're stupid doesn't mean I'm not going to take care of you. Because you're stupid, Roger. But thank God I got the technology. I got the doctors. I got the nurses. First thing out of the doctor's mouth told my wife that I gave you the heart of a 25-year-old. She said, oh, thank God. That really excited me. Yeah, because you got to have a strong heart, because I didn't know a few years later my kidneys were going to shut down. And then you got to go through all that you got to go through with that. But now I got the heart to go along with it. And if you look at me, you don't know there's anything wrong with me. And you know why? It's because I'm not that smart. It's because I got a Jesus. Everybody's not through with me yet. And when he's through with me, he's going to call me home. And I don't care what you hook me up to. I don't care what you do to me. When he's through with me, I'm going home. And when I go home, I'm going home. Oh, I mean, you can cry for a moment, but just think, he's home. He's where he's supposed to be. Because he's done with me. And when he's done with you, same thing's going to happen. But let me tell you this. Until that time comes, you walk by faith. You know what we studied, guys, this morning in Sunday school class? We walk by faith, not by sight. Because your eyes can fool you. Your ears can fool you. Your faith will not. Just because it looks bad doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. And just because it looks good doesn't mean it necessarily looks good. Look through Jesus' eyes, not your own eyes. Listen through Jesus' ears. Understand that. And it'll work a lot better for you. All right, here we go. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God. holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. And where is God? God is in the midst of prayer. I want you to look what it says here. Shall not be moved. Revelation talks about a river that's going to be. How calm it's going to be. It's going to be just like glass. It's not going to be a storm type of a river. It's going to be a calm type of a river. And in the midst of that, it's going to be God. One day, folks, we're not going to have to deal with the problems of this world anymore. You can't turn the TV on. You can't turn your radio on. You can't look at the internet. I mean, Monica and I got a call yesterday that scared us to death. I'm telling Christy this once you got here. Matt called us mid-afternoon and said, Dad, I don't want you to be scared, but said, Raleigh is all over the national news. Said a gunman is in the mall here in Raleigh. They've got it all shut down. Police are coming from Air Force direction. I said, are you at the mall? He said, no, but I was on my way to him. He said one of his students texted him and said, Mr. Hodge, stay away. He was going to go meet some of his students. He said, Dad, I just want y'all to know when it comes all over the news, I am okay. I'm safe. I turned around and went back to my apartment. God's in the timing. You understand that? Understand one thing. God is the most very present help in any kind of trouble that you can imagine. Do you agree with that? Do you understand that? And understand this. Once Jesus is in your life, truly into your life, and you've accepted Him, nothing can remove it. I mean nothing can remove it. God is a permanent fixture in your life. Oh, you can sin. You can go off your direction. You can do your thing that you want to do. You can let go of God. But God will never let go of you. And believe me, I've let go of God in my life, in some stages of my life. And just like this, when I accepted Jesus, He grabbed me. I grabbed Him. Sometimes Satan gets my life. I let go. I try to go do my own thing. And sometimes God would allow me to get in trouble because I wasn't looking through spiritual eyes. But He still never let go of me. Soon enough, I had enough sense about me that I grabbed back hold. Let me tell you something, folks. We live in a world today where we better be hanging on to God with everything we got. Your kids need to be hanging on to Jesus with everything they got. Your family needs to be hanging on to Jesus with everything they got. I'm telling you, the trumpet's in the hands of Jesus. When it comes, the trumpet's going to sound. I say let it sound. I say let it blow today and be all right with me. Because this world is not going to get any better. I've taught you that. I've preached that to you. You know that. That's biblical. But I tell you, as the truth is before me and those who watch me on the internet, I promise you every prophecy has been fulfilled. It could happen today. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Stand with me, please. Every head is bowed, and every eye is bowed. Father, how precious to be in your house today. We know your spirit is in this place. Watching my internet today. If you don't have a good church home, a place where they're preaching Jesus, you find it. You get in it. If you're anywhere close to Louisville, Kentucky, this is where we're at. We'd love to have you. But God's people need to be in God's house. We thank you, Father, for your spirit today. We thank you for this marvelous scripture. To understand that you are a very present help when trouble comes, when anxiety comes, when the tears come, you are there to help us. And we praise you for that. for that, and thank you. To those who need a quiet time with this altar, Father, we're going to invite them to come. And if there be one here today that's lost, the most important decision you'll ever make in this lifetime is to accept Jesus Christ. All you got to do is say, Brother Roger, I want to be saved. I'm going to have a word with you. I'm going to have a word of prayer with you. And I'm going to welcome you to the kingdom of God. But the time is at hand. No one is promised tomorrow. No one. Today is the day of salvation. Father, again, we thank you. Bless these Lords. In Jesus' name, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would you come in the name of Jesus? Thank you.